This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. Still a little bit of fog out there in some spots. Otherwise, a nice day, partly sunny. High today in the upper 70s. A nice day except for all the pollen. Ah, boy, the pollen is driving everybody crazy. A lot of green stuff, yellow stuff out there floating around in the air and coated on everything. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high temperature tomorrow in the middle 80s. Looks like some rain may be coming for the weekend. Many people from Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County were in Boston, Massachusetts yesterday for the 117th Boston Marathon and were greatly affected by the disaster that took place. One who was there, WCHL and ChapelBro.com's own Art Chansky.
It was a tragedy in the sense that people died, but it was more a heartbreak, I think, for a city and so many people who, put probably the better part of the year, in preparing. It was the 117th Boston Marathon. It's the oldest marathon in the country.
Yep.
And it's the crown jewel of this great city. And, it breaks your heart to, just to know that so many people were affected by it.
Archansky just steps away from one of the bombs that exploded, actually close to both bombs. Luckily, he made it out safely, and others, as you know, did not. I spoke with Art earlier about his experiences yesterday in this great tragedy in Boston.
I probably had the best vantage point of anyone who wasn't injured. First of all, the marathon, I grew up in Boston, and this is really the shining event of the city. 27,000 runners, 8,000 volunteers, more than 500,000 spectators lining the route from Hopkinton all the way into Boston. And Jan was running with her older sister Teresa, and her husband and I made our way to the finish line, or the block of the finish line, about an hour before they were due, and it was typical Boston Marathon, beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, an event that brings so much joy to so many people. It's amazing, 8 deep on the sidewalk, in front of the restraining gates. People looking for people that they knew, but 99% of people just cheering happily for random strangers as they ran by, and there were hundreds running by, every second. And we were probably within 5 minutes of Jan and Teresa Bullock coming across the finish line when, right across the street, if you can say we were at 6 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, a huge explosion to our right. I didn't really know what it was. It was just a massive explosion and then a big cloud of smoke. And then when the smoke cleared, you expected to see a building collapsed or something, but nothing. It was just the smoke, and of course it affected people on the ground there. And then 15 seconds later, at 3 o'clock from where we were, right to our left, right across the street, another tremendous explosion. And at that point, everybody figured, it was some kind of an attack or something. And that's when chaos reigned and everybody piled across and threw down the fences and went to the middle of the street. Everybody was saying, get in the middle of the street, thinking that there would be other explosions at other buildings. And then within 5 minutes, there were hundreds of Boston police on the scene, tending up first the injured, and there were a number of people laying on the street injured. A few runners, I think, were injured down by the finish line, but more we saw spectators who were near the bombs and were basically blown into the street, and they were being attended to by the medics. But the police were hundreds were there within trying to keep everybody calm and getting everybody off the street into the side streets. And the grand plan, I guess, was to evacuate the 3 or 4 block area right on Boylston Street where the finish line was. I don't want to overstate it. It wasn't it wasn't anything like a massive terrorist attack, but it was a scary scene. Obviously, two people died, over 100 are injured, and you just have to wonder what all this is about. You know, a joyous occasion for so many hundreds of thousands of people, and terrorist punks or whoever it was who did this, just absolutely ruining the day and ruining what is the signature event in the city of Boston.
That is Archansky. It must have been really hard to just live through that and experience all those feelings yesterday in Boston with the marathon. And you can hear the whole conversation with Art. Our conversation was actually a lot longer than that. We talked a little after 6 a.m. as he was getting ready to board a plane and come back home. But he and his wife, Jan Bullock, are fine. And everybody else, as far as we know, from our local community is fine. Everybody who was in Boston, and there were quite a few. You can hear that whole website interview on our website at chapelboro.com, if you like. Archansky and me speaking this afternoon, or this morning, very early about yesterday's experience. Now, a total of 22 Chapel Hillians and dozens of other residents of the Triangle were among the competitors in the 2013 Boston Marathon. A couple of explosions caused multiple fatalities and more than 100 injuries Monday afternoon. Art just talked about it. You'll hear about it all day on WCHL via CBS News. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more on our local angle.
Orange and Chatham County Superior Court Judge Alan Bedour was one of thousands who competed in the Boston Marathon. Unfortunately, he says he completed the race and left the area well before the explosions occurred.
We actually learned more about it through the texts and phone calls we got than anything. I guess fortunately for us, we were long gone and out of the area. You know, of course, we're very concerned about the others who weren't so fortunate.
Bedour and his wife Holly were in Boston for the marathon, along with dozens of other local residents. Also on hand from the area were UNC alum Shalane Flanagan and retired UNC professor David Life of the School of Public Health. WCHL received word via Twitter that both of them were safe as well. Flanagan, in fact, finished fourth in the women's race. For anyone seeking information about a competitor or spectator in the race, Google launched a person finder on Monday specific to the Boston Marathon. You can find a link to that application on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other local news this morning, the Board of Aldermen will review a report on housing and transportation costs tonight with an eye to making sure that Carrboro remains affordable for a wide variety of residents. Grad students from Carolina's Department of City and Regional Planning will be there to present the results of an affordability assessment that examines how much Carrboro residents spend on housing and transportation. Town staff will also recommend that the board establish a housing wage policy for town employees with an allowance available to some to subsidize the cost of living here in Orange County. The board meets at 7:30 tonight in Carrboro Town Hall. Some Chapel Hill Town Council members are worried that a plan to build a freestanding new ABC store on Perkins Drive at Chapel Hill North could snarl traffic in an already busy intersection just off Weaver Dairy Road and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council last night reviewed a plan to build a new 5,000-square-foot freestanding ABC store on Perkins Drive on a 2.7-acre plot across from the Cruiser's Convenience Store and the Chapel Hill North Shopping Complex. But Councilmember Gene Pease worried it's likely to make a bad situation worse.
Every time I've been in and out of this property from either direction, it's a hairy experience. And around rush hour, it's just ridiculous. I kind of question a high use, high traffic in and out use of this, quite frankly.
In response, the applicant has offered to add a new left turn lane on Perkins Drive and to pay for us 6 months after completion to evaluate the impact of the new traffic pattern. Senior planner Kay Pearlstein said that study could lead to further restrictions on how cars enter and leave the site.
We recommend a stipulation that would initially allow full access of both driveways, all turning movements, for 6 months, and an evaluation at the end of that 6 month period of time. And the traffic study may put restrictions on this driveway, maybe limiting access to a right-in and a right-out.
Orange County ABC already operates a store at the Chapel Hill North Shopping Center, but ABC board manager Tony Dubois said the cost of leasing and repairing the current location could be better spent investing in a new, larger store. No decisions were made last night, and the project will return to the council for a vote on May 29th. Councilmember Lauren Eastham asked staff to come back at that time with a creative solution to the traffic tangle.
My concern is the traffic safety. And I think there could be a creative solution potentially. I'd like to see it if there is one.
In other town business, the council voted unanimously to change the stormwater management rules for existing single-family homes. Under a decade-old rule, projects that disturb more than 5,000 square feet of land were required to build stormwater control systems, such as bioretention ponds. Now that threshold has been raised to 20,000 square feet, and owners of about 150 homes can consider removing those ponds if they can demonstrate that stormwater runoff is being effectively managed in other ways. Town staffers say they'll waive any permitting fees associated with reviewing the new designs. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and the surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find out more on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. And now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Lots to tell you about this morning as the roadways are getting a little slow out there. 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 86 and I-40, all seeing slowdowns here and there. Not the complete stretch of the roadway, but seeing intermittent slowdowns. Also, NC 54 between 15501 and I-40, seeing slowdowns in both directions as well. The same case there, not the complete way, but seeing slowdowns throughout that stretch of roadway. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. I-40 looking good this morning right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us. We ask you to do it safely, of course, and our handle is at WCHL.
By the way, good job by you and everybody in the news department, Rachel Nash and everybody else working on this the effects of the Boston Marathon on our local community. So many people were up there. So many people have an interest in it, but
yeah,
we have a lot of local residents who were actually there competing in it or watching it.
Sure.
Some folks who live here in our area are from the area.
That's right.
And certainly have loved ones who are still there. And great job by, you know, finding out about all of this. Just a tragic situation, but you know, we're glad that all of our local folks are okay.
We certainly are. Everybody, you know, really lucky. And even in that interview, as you had with Art, you know, you can tell just how close to danger Art was.
Yeah.
It's amazing that that all of our people got out safely, and we're very glad that they did. And, of course, everybody who was there, I'm sure even more so than us back here. But our thoughts are certainly with those who did get injured, and with the city of Boston as well, as they try to recover and try to find out why this terrible tragedy happened.
Judge Alan Badur apparently ran a really good time because he was already gone from the area by the time all this happened.
That's
and
right. And congratulations to Shalane Flanagan as well.
Yeah.
She did very well, fourth in the race, you know, a UNC grad. But yeah, it's amazing that he was already just kind of on his way out.
It's such a shame that things like this have to happen. This was supposed to be a day of celebration, a day of just a joyous occasion for Boston and for really everybody who loves running marathons, because it's kind of the granddaddy of them all here in America.
Exactly.
And something like this to come along and mar that, and then just absolutely heartbreaking stories of people who were injured. Of course, there were three people who died, but many more who were injured seriously.
Well, and just as America always has, and hopefully always will, I'm sure the 118th running of the Boston Marathon will be, you know, that much stronger and that much better, because people will bounce back next year and always remember this day.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's ever going to forget it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by the folks at the Carolina Inn. Special things going on at the Carolina Inn. They have a special every day of the week, including Tuesday. And Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar offers daily specials. Today is Let's Toast Tuesday. $2 off Carolina Crossroads specialty cocktails like everybody's favorite Tar Heel Teeny. Hours and menus available at CarolinaInn.com. It's blue. I promise. All right. It is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. Patchy fog still this morning in some spots. Partly sunny otherwise, with a high today about 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little warmer, high about 85 degrees. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, chance of rain continuing, lows in the upper 50s. And then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Now this weekend, cloudy on Friday with a 50-50 chance of rain, a high about 80 degrees. On Saturday, we're looking at partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely, 70% chance with a high in the middle 60s, so a little cooler for Saturday. Saturday night, we'll go down into the low 40s, and then on Sunday, mostly clear day with a high of about 65 degrees.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Good morning.
It is 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. The head of North Carolina's public university system, President Tom Ross, says he's worried another year of deep cuts from the General Assembly will hurt the University of North Carolina's ability to provide a quality education. UNC President Ross said Monday he's asking legislative budget writers to narrow the $143 million in spending reductions proposed last month by the governor, Pat McCrory. Ross says the 17-campus system already has been required to find $400 million in cuts during the past couple of years. Ross also told reporters gathered in Raleigh yesterday that McCrory's proposed out-of-state tuition increases of more than 12% at some campuses would hurt the state's ability to attract the brightest talent from outside our state. Ross says it wouldn't make economic sense to close a campus, which some senators have suggested examining at least that possibility. News around town this morning on WCHL. Orange County libraries are recognizing National Library Week by kicking off a month-long fine forgiveness for all overdue items. Until May 12th, fines for overdue books, CDs, DVDs, and other library materials will be waived no matter how late. According to library records, there are more than 750 overdue items and nearly 1,600 lost items. Items are considered lost if they're overdue by more than 30 days. Customers may return overdue or lost items to any of the three branch locations in Hillsborough and Carborough. Items returned in the overnight drop box are also eligible for fine forgiveness. Fines for items returned prior to the fine forgiveness period, as well as replacement fees for damaged materials or lost items that cannot be located, will not be waived. In addition to giving library customers an opportunity to do some spring cleaning, staff says it will help the transition to the new library catalog system. Now, also, a lot of excitement in the Chapel Hill community right now with the opening of the, or the reopening, I should say, of the newly expanded and refurbished Chapel Hill Public Library on Library Drive, just off Estes Drive. A lot of people are very excited about that. It is indeed a very beautiful facility. Long time coming. Time now for the WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Reggie Bullock has decided to enter the 2013 NBA draft, at least according to one report from Yahoo Sports. Adrian Wojnarowski cites an unnamed source, saying the university will make a formal announcement as early as today. The junior forward changed his mind several times, according to this report, but ultimately decided to make the move in the past 48 hours. Reggie Bullock is considered by draft analysts as a late first-round draft pick. Forward averaged 13.9 points a game and shot 48% from the floor as a junior. On Friday, sophomore guard P.J. Hairston gave us good news. He announced he would return to wear Carolina blue for another year. Hairston led the Tar Heels in scoring with 14.6 points per game, hitting double figures 27 times this season. Now, the whole UNC community will wait and hear sophomore James Michael McAdoo's decision. NBA mock drafts have McAdoo as the Tar Heels' highest draft pick, projected to go in the first round in some scenarios. But according to this one report, at least, Reggie Bullock has decided to enter the 2013 NBA draft. That's according to Yahoo Sports. We have not confirmed that, and we'll just have to wait and see. A lot of folks still have their fingers crossed on that one, but that will turn out not to be true. Sylvia Hatchell has a couple of things to look forward to later this year. First, she will be the first woman with the University of North Carolina ties to be a member of the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Second, she has a top recruiting class coming in for 2013.
We're wanting to get back to ACC championship and to Final Fours.
Tar Heels are looking to fill the absence of team's top scorers, seniors Tierra Ruffin Pratt and Waltia Roll. UNC's incoming class includes the nation's number three recruit, Diamond DeShields, along with Alicia Gray, Stephanie Mavunga, and Jessica Washington. The four Tar Heel recruits are ranked in the top 25, according to ESPN.
I know down the road, as these kids get experience and all, they're just going to continue to get better and better. And
Gray, who's a lefty, is an impressive wing player. Mavunga is solid on the inside. Washington has the potential to be a first-class point guard, according to scouting reports. Star Watch is on to Shields. She looks to be the total package with a mid-range jumper and a three-point shot and the ability to attack the lane and finish at the rim as well. Carolina finished second in the ACC this season, received a number three seed in the NCAA tournament, and made it to the Sweet 16, losing to Delaware, a big improvement after failing to get an invitation to the 2012 tournament. And the future is certainly looking good for Carolina women's basketball. For more on the 2013 recruiting class, you can go to WCHL's website, chapelboro.com, and listen, within about a half an hour, you will hear more from Sylvia Hatchell, as she is today's WCHL hometown hero. The number one North Carolina baseball team wrapped up a five-victory week on Sunday as they swept Virginia Tech 3-0 on the road and also defeated Elon and Liberty. North Carolina won Friday 21-8, Saturday 9-8, and Sunday it was a shutout 3-0. Here's head coach Mike Fox on Friday's unusual high-scoring game.
It was a unique weekend in that regard. You don't expect that many runs to be scored on Friday night, certainly with Kent throwing and, you know, the other team's number one pitcher. Is just kind of the perfect storm for offense.
Tar Heels did have a loss over the weekend. Key freshman outfielder Sky Bolt, an outstanding young player, broke his second metatarsal after fouling a ball off his foot in the fourth inning.
It's part of the game. It's unfortunate, but he'll be fine. They're going to x-ray it in a couple weeks again and just see. It's not real serious, so we'll stay on the positive side and get him back hopefully sooner than later. And, you know, we have to move on.
Tar Heels are now 34-2 overall, 15-2 in ACC play, still ranked number one in America. Junior third baseman Colin Moran has been named the ACC Baseball Player of the Week. Moran drove in 16 runs and went 12-for-24 at the plate in the five-game win streak for the Tar Heels. In four of the five games, Moran recorded three or more runs batted in. Moran became the first player in the nation with 50 runs scored and 50 RBIs. He reached 51 runs scored in last week's play after he crossed the plate 11 times with a career-high 5 runs scored on Saturday. Fox says there have been a handful of others who've received the honor.
Of course, Cody Stubbs twice, and then obviously some of our pitchers early in the season. So, again, what it says is we're getting contributions from a lot of people, and that's good that they're recognized.
Up next, Carolina will face Big South member Coastal Carolina for the second time this season. Game time against Coastal Carolina set for 6 p.m. today in Bosch Emmer Stadium. 8:28, 28 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning.
Hi, this is Don Rice, owner of Molly Made of Chapel Hill, with five simple reasons our customers do business with us. Number one, we clean your home the way you want it cleaned. Second, you're not bound by a contract. Third, we are true professionals. Fourth, we work as hard as you do. And number five, people notice. They really notice. Find out for yourself why hundreds of area families trust Molly Made. Visit MollyMade.com to book a free in-home customized cleaning estimate. MollyMade.com.
How would you like to own a brand new Subaru for $197 per month? That's versatility and adventure in the 2013 Subaru Forester 2.5X for $197 per month. Or as low as 0% financing for up to 63 months is available. Performance Subaru is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne.
Wow!
Performance Subaru would also like to claim bragging rights to being a leader in customer satisfaction in the area while also maintaining their status as volume frontrunner. What that means to you is you'll find the Subaru you're looking for on their lot, and you'll actually enjoy your car buying experience. Visit their virtual showroom at performancesubaru.com.
Stock model D3048 DFB01. 42 month lease for 10,000 miles per year. $45.99 due at signing, includes tax, saving $549 dock fee, and zero security deposit. Based on MSRP of $23,782 and selling price of $22,500. Financing with approved credit to deal for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013.
Performance Subaru.
You looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL in your Chapel Hill Carboro weather forecast, brought to you by this morning by USA Flooring, where you can save now on solid hardwood flooring during their one-time special purchase sale. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. 59 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today, high today in the upper 70s, tonight partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. All right, upper 50s. That's your cue. Go!
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Emergency responders saved a lot of lives, but the Boston Marathon explosions have killed three people, injured 144, 17 critically.
A lot of shrapnel injuries, many of those involve predominantly the lower extremities. A number of patients will require repeat operations tomorrow and serial operations over the next couple of days.
Overnight, police raided a home in nearby Revere, said to be that of a person of interest, CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
I think what we see here is the police are jumping, as they should, on every lead they can get. With lightning speed, trying to run this thing down as quickly as possible.
Correspondent Heather Bosch in Boston.
The National Guard has cordoned off a large area towards the end of the finish line of the race. That area is still littered with your typical marathon debris, as well as, of course, possible evidence from the blast scene.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. Absolutely gorgeous day, except for all the pollen. High today in the upper 70s, and it's going to get a little warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow's high about 85 degrees. Many people from Chapel Hill, Carboro, and Orange County were in Boston yesterday for the 117th running of the Boston Marathon, and were greatly affected by the disaster that took place there.
It was a tragedy in the sense that people died, but it was more a heartbreak, I think, for a city and so many people who, put probably the better part of the year, in preparing. It was the 117th Boston Marathon. It's the oldest marathon in the country.
Yep.
And it's the crown jewel of this great city, and it breaks your heart to. Just to know that so many people were affected by it.
That is Art Chansky, WCHL, and chapelboro.com. He was only steps away from one of the bombs that exploded. He was close to both, actually. Luckily, he and his wife, Jan Bullock, made it out safely, but others didn't. Jan Bullock was running in the Boston Marathon along with her older sister. In all, 22 Chapel Hillians and dozens of other Triangle residents were among all the competitors in the 2013 Boston Marathon. A couple of explosions caused multiple fatalities. Three people died and 144 injured. I believe that is the latest count from CBS just a few moments ago. Here's Aaron Keck with more on the local angle on this story.
Orange and Chatham County Superior Court Judge Alan Bedour was one of thousands who competed in the Boston Marathon. Unfortunately, he says he completed the race and left the area well before the explosions occurred.
We actually learned more about it through the texts and phone calls we got than anything. I guess fortunately for us, we were long gone and out of the area. Of course, we're very concerned about the others who weren't so fortunate.
Bedour and his wife Holly were in Boston for the marathon, along with dozens of other local residents. Also on hand from the area were UNC alum Shalane Flanagan and retired UNC professor David Leith of the School of Public Health. WCHL received word via Twitter that both of them were safe as well. Flanagan, in fact, finished fourth in the women's race. For anyone seeking information about a competitor or spectator in the race, Google launched a person finder on Monday specific to the Boston Marathon. You can find a link to that application on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's much more to talk about in regards to the Boston Marathon and how it affected our local community. In fact, I have quite a lengthy interview with Art Chansky in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. He is on his way back now home, but Art reflected on what happened and told us about what that experience was like yesterday in Boston. And you can hear the whole interview on our website at chapelboro.com.
The Board of Aldermen will review a report on housing and transportation costs tonight with an eye toward making sure that Carrboro remains affordable for a wide variety of residents. Graduate students from UNC's Department of City and Regional Planning will present the results of an affordability assessment that examines how much Carrboro residents spend on housing and transportation. Town staff will also recommend that the board establish a housing wage policy for town employees with an allowance available to some to subsidize the cost of living here in Orange County. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. Democrat Senator Ben Clark, one of the sponsors behind a bill seeking to strike down UNC's gender-neutral housing, says he's been misquoted about why he does not agree with opposite-sex living arrangements, and now he says he wants to set the record straight. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Now, I said nothing about students needing to focus on this or focusing on that. I believe our students are probably quite focused on their curriculums while they're attending the various universities.
That's Senator Ben Clark. Clark says he's been misquoted in the press for his reasons of sponsoring Senate Bill 658, UNC Dormitories Rules. Clark says the words of Republican Senator David Curtis, a co-sponsor of the bill, have been attributed to him. Curtis says he believes the UNC system is getting further away from what he believes it should be concentrating on by adopting gender-neutral housing slated to come into effect this fall. Here's Curtis.
You know, the core values are education and research, and I think that they may be going down the wrong path and are concerned about some other issues that they really don't need to be concerned about.
Senator Clark says UNC students and faculty know what they should be concentrating on. He says that's not why he's supporting the bill.
The values of which I speak are that in college dorms, males have their living space and females have their living space, and the two do not mix.
Bill 658 seeks to overturn a previous decision by the UNC Board of Trustees in November of 2012 adopting the gender-neutral housing policy.
You can call me old-fashioned if you like, but I have taken no actions out of malice or hatred towards anyone.
Clark says he's not anti-social rights. He says he made a, quote, forceful statement against Amendment 1 to the Fayetteville Observer last year and also voted against the bill that repealed the Racial Justice Act. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:38, 22 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. It is Tuesday morning, and always on Tuesday morning, we have something called Adopt a Pet. And today on WCHL, we have Joanne Andrew Savage here from Paws Forever. And Joanne is bringing in Tinkerbell. So, Joanne, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us all about Tinkerbell.
Well, Tinkerbell is about the cutest dog you've ever seen. She is a six-month-old terrier mix,
mm-hmm.
One of the wiry kind of...
kind of a Benji dog.
Who knows what? Exactly.
Right?
Kind of a Benji dog.
Yeah, but she's black.
She is. And she is about 20 pounds right now. And like I say, about 6 months old. So, you know, she'll get a bit bigger than this, but she won't be a large dog. She is just as cuddly and happy a dog as you could ever meet.
She's full of puppy energy right now.
She absolutely is. She's been greeting everyone here at the station this morning and really rode beautifully in the car with me out from Paws. So I think she'd make a wonderful family dog.
What's her story? How'd you get her?
You know, all of our dogs and cats come from the local county shelters.
Mm-hmm.
So Tinkerbell comes from the Orange County shelter. We go in when we have space available at Paws Forever, and we bring out as many dogs and cats from those county shelters as we possibly can, bring them out to Paws, get them spayed and neutered. In the case of our dogs, they also get training because we have a training facility out there. We have wonderful mm-hmm. training. So we make them as adoptable as they can be, and then offer them up to the public to bring them home and have a nice family pet.
This girl needs to be adopted right away.
Right away. Yeah. She would love to be with a family. I think she'd be great with kids. She gets along well with other dogs. She's just a real sweet girl.
You know about cats?
We don't know about cats right now. We've not exposed her to cats or cats to her. And because she is very puppy-like and, yeah, and playful. But, you know, we would be very happy to cat test her for anyone that would be interested.
She's ready to get out of here right now. I know that.
She wants to go. She wants to she wants to be with more people is what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't see her right now because she's underneath the console over there. But Tinkerbell is just a really cool dog. You got to check her out. You can go to the Paws Forever website.
Mm-hmm.
And find out more information on her. And that website is
www.pawsforever.org.
And that's the number four.
Right.
Right.
And just wanted to also mention that we have our big fundraising event coming up on May 4th,
mm-hmm,
Paws Under the Stars, with great food and a silent and live auction, food provided by Mediterranean Deli, beer from Carolina Brewery. So we're, you know, all of our local friends are helping us out, and we'd love to see people out there.
Well, I think Tinkerbell will probably be gone by then. I hope. Anyway.
Yeah, we hope so.
She's going to find a home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Have we gotten a picture of her already?
I think we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to put that on our website and
yes,
also on our Facebook page.
Wonderful.
With a link to your website.
Yes.
And thank you so much for coming in, Joanne, and introducing us to Tinkerbell.
Well, thanks, Ron, for having us every 3 weeks. We enjoy coming out.
Yeah, we adopt a pet every Tuesday morning right here on WCHL at about 8:40. And thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I want that dog.
Okay.
It's 8:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Greg Meyer, followed by What You're Saying in the Street, and also D.G. Martin's notebook is on the way.
We hope we've convinced you that there really is a Margaret at Margaret's Cantina. She's here now with spring news.
Our outdoor patio is open. Warm weather beckons us all to enjoy life. A round of golf, a walk in the woods, backyard catch with the kids. Whatever your springtime outings, top them off with our fabulous margaritas and scrumptious food outside on the veranda or in our festive dining room.
Margaret's Cantina, open for lunch weekdays and dinner Monday through Saturday. Sunday supper from 4 until 8 p.m. Timberline Shopping Center, Weber Road.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. What was your tax rate in 2012? In 2013, it could be very different, which means you need to start planning now for the new tax laws. Our CPAs are well educated and stay fully up to date on what's going on in Washington and Raleigh and are ready to advise you on whatever comes your way.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
How would you like to own a certified pre-owned BMW for $362 per month? That's the ultimate driving machine in the 2010 BMW 328i for $362 per month.
Wow!
Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne.
Wow!
Visit their virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service.
Stock number BP4244, 72 months at 2.9% APR, $29.99. Do it. Sign includes tax saving, $549 doc fee. Based on MSRP of $29,995 and selling price of $25,490. Financing with approved credit through BMWFS on select models for specified terms. See dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
Confusion, anger, defensiveness. Talking with your loved ones that are suffering from dementia can be difficult and overwhelming. Here at Home Watch Caregivers, we understand how hard this can be, and we're here to help you navigate through all the tough questions, emotions, and issues that dementia brings to a family. Let our trained staff help you sort through all the resources and establish a customized plan of care to be sure that your loved one is safe and comfortable. For more information, call 919-960-6038 or visit homewatchcaregivers.com. Home Watch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Good morning. It is 8:44, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock, WCHL.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Greg Meyer. Immigrant rights advocates have been playing defense, trying to make sure North Carolina doesn't pass restrictive, harmful laws like those that have targeted immigrants in other states. It's time for immigrant allies to play offense. Let's ask the General Assembly to pass two common sense bills that will help our economy by maximizing the positive impact undocumented immigrants can have. First, let's allow undocumented students to pay in-state tuition to our community colleges and universities. Under the Obama administration's Deferred Action Program, these young people will be able to live and work here legally pending immigration reform. They want to be educated and working in our state. Making higher education affordable is one of the best things that we can do to maximize their ability to contribute. Second, let's return to the policy of making driver's licenses available to all North Carolina residents. Receiving this state-issued identification does not make someone a citizen, nor does it threaten the rights of anyone who is a citizen. But it does make it possible for thousands of undocumented immigrants to work more easily, thereby strengthening our economy. Not to mention that it probably makes all of us safer on the roads. Let's work together to figure out how our immigrant population can contribute to their newfound home. This is Greg Meyer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, accepting new patients for cosmetic, restorative, and general dentistry procedures. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Tim Carnes. The UNC baseball team is hot right now, with an overall record of 34-2 and 15-2 in the ACC. Do you think that the Tar Heels have a legitimate chance at winning the national championship this year?
Travis McCracken, Chapel Hill. I think the competition is stiff in their division, but ultimately I think their coaching is good, and I think that, at least from what I've known and watched, that their pitching is probably going to dominate the series. So I think they got a pretty good shot at it.
My name is Patrick Mealy, Chapel Hill. I think it's the best team we've had in a long time, but Sky Bolt getting hurt is going to make it tough.
Emmett Dullahan.
Very good. I think pitching's the key.
How do you like the odds of the number one Tar Heel baseball team winning the national championship?
Thomas Kelly, live in Chapel Hill from Charleston. 34-2, I think that we definitely have one of the best chances of any of the teams in the country. But with college baseball and baseball in general, it's such a wild card once you get to the end. And Omaha usually is kind of a wild scene. So I think we have a great shot at getting to Omaha once we get there. I like our odds, but I can't say for sure that we'll win it.
Ginger Norfleet, Chapel Hill. I'm always hopeful that they win.
I live in Chapel Hill. My name's Kelly.
I hope so. I'm not sure. I haven't really followed them, but I hope they do.
Cassidy Parker. Yes, because they're a good team.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Good morning. It is 8:48, 12 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. This just in, an early morning bomb threat on Duke University's campus forced the evacuation of the building that hosts many student organizations and serves as a central point for student life at Duke. According to WRAL, the Bryan Center of Science Drive was evacuated this morning after the threat was received. Little information was immediately known about the situation. Authorities took precautionary measures by evacuating the building and investigating the threat. Again, an early morning bomb threat at Duke University's campus. According to WRAL, the Bryan Center of Science Drive got a bomb threat and was evacuated earlier this morning. We don't know any other details, but stay tuned to WCHL and also check our website, chapelboro.com, for details as they become available. It is 8:49, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Just ahead of today's WCHL hometown hero, Carolina women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
The recent death of Margaret Thatcher, that steely, hard-working, and effective British Prime Minister, has led to much discussion of her career, and we've heard different opinions about her impact on the opening of opportunities for women in government and politics. Of course, she showed women around the world that they could take the lead in a country that had never before had a female Prime Minister, and she made it work pretty well. But she was not a vigorous advocate for the advancement of other women. Women, she believed, should work to advance on their own merit and not be given special opportunities because of their gender. Well, North Carolina's own Iron Lady had similar views, as explained by Chapel Hill's Anna Hayes in Without Precedent, her 2008 biography of North Carolina Chief Justice Susie Sharp. When Sharp began practicing law in 1929, women could not be judges or serve on juries, nor was there much encouragement for her from the judge who administered her oath for admission to the bar. He lectured her, "Well, young lady, I congratulate you and all that, but I'd be derelict in my duty if I didn't tell you that you will never make a lawyer. If you persist, you'll just be wasting your time and playing in the sand. I advise you to start right now trying to find something more appropriate to do." However, by 1949, her talent as a lawyer and her political connections led to her appointment as a Superior Court judge, which required her to hold court in different parts of the state. And in one courthouse, she found that access to the judges' chambers there was only through the men's restroom. Well, that service led to appointment to the state Supreme Court, and then later election as its Chief Justice, first female Chief Justice, where her biographer Hayes said she was known as a legal scholar whose opinions were models of lucidity and who undertook on occasion to bring about needed changes in the law. As a woman, of course, through her example, she expanded opportunities for women in the legal profession and public life. But, Hayes continued, Sharp was an obdurate opponent of the Equal Rights Amendment, and she exerted every effort she could to defeat the amendment. She based her opposition largely on the arguable idea that women were already protected under the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and she believed that the ERA would cause women to lose existing protections they had under the law. Yeah. Even those who disagree with Thatcher's and Sharp's positions on women issues and other important matters must be grateful for these Iron Lady's tenacious and successful battles that demonstrated powerfully how women can perform exceptionally well at the very highest levels. And that helped make possible last week the selection of a very fine female chancellor for the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. This is D.G. Martin.
Thanks, D.G. 8:53 at WCHL. 7 minutes until 9 o'clock. We have 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. Temperature's been right there all morning long, partly sunny today. Look for a high today in the upper 70s.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentino, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We'll get your home sold.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.com. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
About an hour ago, Wayne Pond had our word of the day. What is the word? How do you spell it, and what does it mean? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. If you know Wayne's word, it's worth a $10 gift card from Cruisers, and it's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. I was raised a little different. My dad raised me that work was the essence of everything. I learned a lot, but mostly I learned that with hard work comes success. I go around the country helping people in the insurance industry build their businesses, and this is the first thing I say. First of all, you have to love what you do. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And what you're doing is so very, very important for the families and the people you are helping. Because if they lose their home and they don't have the correct protection, or they lose their auto, it could be someone poor and all they have is an auto. They get sick and they don't have the right health insurance. They die and they can't let the dreams that they've dreamed about be able to take care of their family. When I give a check to somebody that we've written, you know, to a spouse after another spouse has died, or to a family member, even though it's a terrible time, it's comforting to know that someone thought about the dreams that that family had. That's what insurance is all about. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
Good morning. It's 8:55, 5 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Repeating our local breaking news this morning, an early morning bomb threat on Duke University's campus forced the evacuation to the building that hosts many student organizations and serves as a central point for student life at Duke. The Bryan Center of Science Drive was evacuated this morning after the threat was received. Little information immediately known about the situation. Authorities took precautionary measures by evacuating the building and investigating the threat. And as of about a minute ago, according to Rand Northam, WCHL News Director, the situation is not yet cleared. Duke Police, Durham Police, Fire, Sheriff, all those personnel on hand investigating the situation, nothing has been found, but they have not given the all-clear signal yet. That is taking place on the campus of Duke University.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is a no-brainer. Sylvia Hatchell, head women's basketball coach at Carolina, has just been selected for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
When I first got the call, I'm like, okay, when am I going to wake up here? Is this for real? I know they're not talking about me, you know, because here's all these names and people that are in there that, you know, I have idolized as players or coaches throughout my coaching career, and I'm just like, it's just been overwhelming to even be considered for this.
Coach Hatchell has the credentials all right. She's won more than 900 games as a head coach, including one national championship. Her teams are good year after year, and she's well-respected around the country in college basketball circles.
Oh, it's been incredible. I have heard from so many people, former players, colleagues, and people on campus. I mean, it's just been incredible. I mean, it's just an unbelievable response because, you know, if you're a basketball guru like me, person that's been doing this for so long and loves it so much, this is probably the next best thing to heaven.
Coach Hatchell's 908 career wins are second only to legendary coach Pat Summitt of Tennessee. She's the winningest active coach in America. Not only that, but she gets involved in our local community as well, lending her name to various worthy causes. And Coach Hatchell says the future for Carolina women's basketball is indeed very bright.
And we do have a great class coming in, the number one class in the country coming in for next year. And we don't have any seniors next year, so we're going to be young. You know, people are going to expect a lot, but we're going to be very young. But I'm going to put them out there in the fire and let them grow up and let them learn. And I'm not sure how good we'll be next year, but I think we'll have a pretty good team. I know down the road as these kids get experience and all, they're just going to continue to get better and better. And, you know, we've got hopefully some other good ones coming in behind them. So we're wanting to get back to an ACC championship and to, Final Fours.
Coach Sylvia Hatchell this fall will be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. We're really proud of her here in Chapel Hill. Coach Hatchell is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Glass Half Full in Carborough, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 59 degrees still this morning, partly sunny today. High today about 78. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a little warmer. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow, about 85 degrees.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web.